Namaskaram listeners, Om Shanti, this is Yashwini Yogi speaking and it's 5:30 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, it's cloudy out here but it's not raining as of now. Would love if it rains a bit because it's been very, very hot out here. The temperatures have been soaring quite high and just sitting in the house itself, no, you're sweating like anything. We don't use the AC in the morning. We just use it during sleep. And that's very important. Of course, we need to conserve electricity. We need to conserve how much power we are using. But today, Wednesday, I had a very good session at the pool today. Chandresh picked me up from my place at around 5:05 and reached the pool at around 5:20. I did some dry line exercises which I've been practicing it in my house, and I wanted to make sure that I apply that in the pool today. So I just did a warm up of around 200 meters and then did around 700 meters of just kickboard kicking, you know, using kickboard. And I was very slow initially, and then I really understood how I should be kicking efficiently. So just kicking and doing the kicking drills itself really helped me improve my speed. After that, I used the pull buoy, and again, my focus was on whatever I've learned in the dry land, just to implement it, you know. And one thing I realized that it makes a marked difference as to how you swim. Now, when I was swimming, I felt that I was breaking. You know, there was a break at the end of the swim. I was trying to exit the water even before my hand or the swim portion was complete. But today, because I've been practicing this dry land swimming, where I'm marking this with a semicircle and a D, I just practiced the same thing in water and I found a marked difference in my swimming form. Let me tell you, yes, it is a marked difference. I could not check my watch as to what was the distance or the pace that I clocked, but I'm definitely happy to see that I was way, way faster than I was expecting it to be. You know, so much so that I could catch a person who was swimming far ahead of me. So this really proves that, you know, my swim is far more efficient, or at least it's become far more efficient. I just need to, you know, take the timing of it. Now, I didn't take the timing right now today because there's so much rush in the pool. It's summertime, summer vacations. And the pool is just full of kids. It's so difficult to really swim in a straight line. You always have to keep a watch on who's coming. Though kids do know how to use the lanes, but still, you know, some kids just go off track. So I banged into a couple of kids and I said, okay, I need to change the lane because the lane where I was swimming had the maximum number of kids. So I went on to the second lane where there was lesser kids and I was trying to swim there. Enjoyed the whole swim session, with that lasted for around 55 minutes, and came out. Had to wait for Chandresh because Chandresh's session is around 1.5 hours. So by the time he came out, it was around 7:20, and after that, I went along with him. He dropped me home. So that was the morning session. It was a bit tiring though. After I came back, I was pretty hungry. And I indulged today in lots of fruits. Mangoes, papaya, and watermelon. And then I was treated with a piece of Kerala rice halwa, which I couldn't resist, and a small piece of milk kova. So, yes, these are two pleasure foods that I had today. So, I had to note them down in the log. I really felt bad locking them in. But yes, I had to do that. And after that, I started working on the Tao breathing techniques, embryonic breathing. And there are a few courses that I took in Udemy, which relate to the embryonic breathing. So the Tao breathing techniques are so complicated. There's so many versions of it that if I have to note that in my book, it's really going to take a long time. So I had to really, you know, take a deep level course in this embryonic breathing methods and the Tao breathing methods. So I've taken a few courses in Udemy, spent some money today on that. It's a part of the learning process. It's part of, you know, making sure that whatever you are writing in the book makes sense to the people. They can use it. They can explore it further. And the objective of learning this is to be able to talk through it in my book, because such concepts have not come out in the open. Not many people know about, you know, these breathing techniques that are there. And I'm happy that I'm writing this book, because writing this book has given me a lot of insights on the different breathing techniques, just apart from the yogic breathing techniques. And it takes my level of knowledge in breathing a notch higher. So pretty happy about it. I got two nose filters, which I'm started using, one for my home and one for outside. So that is also ongoing. I've been pretty using it throughout the day. They seem to be comfortable right now. I'm able to even exercise with it. So I personally feel, yes, it is helping my lungs. Now, it's too early to say whether it is the fact or fiction, or whether it is just a placebo effect, but the results will be out in a few months soon. The other thing that I did today was about the BFR cycling, 20 minutes, which was the toughest part of the workout. But I had to do that because, again, it's part of my research. So that's another research that's parallelly going on along with these breathing techniques that I'm working on. So overall, I would say it's been a great day for me. I'm happy that I could spend time to work on these things. Didn't get time to do the Flutter development or the Mind Valley course, but I also did the Zero to Dangerous course, and I have a call at around 6:30, which I may attend depending on how I'm able to finish the work that I've planned. So these are the things that have been going on. I'm pretty much in line, in sync with the things that I need to do. Overall, looks like a good day. Tomorrow I might be busy because I've got a relative and a friend who's coming specifically to visit us, and they will be staying overnight. So I have to be a little busy in the second half of the day with them. Well, folks, that's all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're enjoying these little bit insights on the researches that I'm doing currently. And I hope this helps the future course of training for all athletes and takes them on level higher. Of course, I have to prove these results. Only then will it be fruitful for everyone. Thank you so much. Please do take care of yourself. Love and respect people around you. Stay strong, stay healthy, and don't forget to keep smiling. Om Shanti.